not tire.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
We will not falter.
And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
And we will not fail.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty!
Free at last!
And now, common sense makes a comeback. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Peter Heck Radio Show.
Okay, so I'll tell you exactly what I didn't need to see. What I didn't need to see, have you seen this footage, this amateur footage of the plane crash in Afghanistan? It's like they called it a civilian cargo plane. Seven people apparently were on it. And I don't know if this thing's been verified or it's been proven to be a hoax. Here's the deal. Here's what I understand. That they knew there was a plane crash there in Afghanistan. They knew it took place. They knew the area where it took place. And then this video footage emerged on YouTube. That looks like it was taken from like a dashboard camera or a, you know, cell phone camera, maybe a good cell phone camera. I don't know. Maybe it was a camcorder. I don't know. Shows the last couple seconds of the plane's flight. I mean, the thing is just like it's floating back down to Earth, except very hard. It's like it's not moving forward hardly at all, and like the plane stalled, and it just drills the ground. Like, right on its belly and just explodes. I did not need to see that. Anyway, I guess it was geo-spotted by some agency to the location of the crash. And so, everything that I've seen tells me that's exactly what that was. That wasn't a hoax. And if that's the case, that is the single most terrifying video I have ever seen of a plane crash. They got plane crashes somewhat caught on camera and things of that nature. I have never seen anything like that. I mean, sure, you can say, well, it wasn't a passenger liner. Seven people were on it. And it looks like the exact same kind of plane. You can say, well, it was in Afghanistan. Those people don't know how to fly over there. I don't know if it was Afghans that were flying it. Afghanis. Doesn't matter. Somebody like me doesn't need to see that. And yet, I log on to the internet, and that's the first thing that pops up. And, No, I didn't have to click on it. I didn't have to watch it, but I did. I did. Everybody does. It's like the gawking gene that we all have. When there's an accident, you don't want to look, but you look. People used to say, when there's a train wreck, you don't want to look, but how often do you have train wrecks today? How often does Amtrak? Yeah, that's nice. That's very nice. How often does Amtrak run? That was very nice. No, so it's one of those things that I didn't need to see. It's just totally thrown me off now. Totally thrown me off my game. Can I tell you something else that's thrown me off? I got a great email from Michael. It expresses my sentiments exactly. I get it. I understand why he did it. I was talking yesterday about Chris Broussard. I asked how long he was going to last at ESPN. He was the guy, he's the reporter on ESPN that was asked point blank about his views relative to, and I've forgotten the guy's name again, the NBA player who made like the best marketing decision. I mean, he has now, Jason Collins, thank you. Jason Collins has now become the role model for every fading athlete who's at the tail end of his career, who really wants another couple seasons, he needs the paycheck, and his skills just aren't there anymore to keep him in the league. Jason Collins has now demonstrated the precise method for getting teams to sign you, even if they shouldn't. Just come out and say that you're a dude that's into dudes. You do that, all of a sudden, all of our cultural levers go into gear to fawn over you, to give you all sorts of praise and attention. Don't you love it? All these people right now that are saying, what courage. What courage for Jason Collins to come out. You're kidding me, right? The dude got a phone call from the President of the United States. First Lady of the United States tweets about him, giving him a big pat on the back. He gets to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He's been the lead story of every major news cycle, and it's all been sympathetic. Morning news, evening news, he's all over it. Every celebrity feels it incumbent upon them to rush to congratulate him and throw their arms of support and encouragement to continue walking this path around him. What courage does it take to get all of the applause and attention and love and adoration of man? It doesn't take any courage. That's what so many people are after. I'll tell you what took courage. What took courage was for the ESPN reporter Chris Broussard to answer the question honestly when he was asked what he thinks about homosexuality. Came out and he said what it is. Said it's a sin. Said that if you engage in that lifestyle unrepentant, then you are not honoring God, you're not honoring Christ. It's out of touch with that. I mean, that's exactly right. And he was maligned. He was taken to the rack. ESPN had to issue a statement distancing themselves from the comments, though they will stand by him. What do you mean you're going to stand by him? The dude says he's a Christian. That now requires major companies to come out and say that they will choose to stand by them because, in fact, they are Christians. You know what's what also is interesting? To bring up the coverage of this guy, who's not really that great of a basketball player, the coverage of this guy and the attention that he's getting compared to the same media, the way they respond to Tim Tebow. All these people that hate Tim Tebow, and they hate him because he's a Christian, because he's an outspoken Christian, but they mask it and say, well, no, it's just because he's not a good football player. That's why we don't like him. Now, do you suppose if I started hating on Jason Collins the way that they are hating on Tim Tebow all the time, that anybody would believe me if I said, well, it's just because he's not a good basketball player? Or do you suppose I'd get labeled a bigot, a hater, a discriminator, I'm just after him because he's gay, that kind of stuff? This is just so transparent and so obvious that these people are total frauds. Celebrities didn't feel the need to tweet out their approval of Tim Tebow. ESPN doesn't feel it incumbent upon them to announce that they are going to stand by all of their reporters who make negative comments about Tim Tebow. We are just so caught up in this total charade. And I know a lot of you out there play the game, and a lot of you will continue to play the game, and you'll feign outrage and indignation at my comments now. But I'm not going to play your game. I'm not going to fall into this trap. I'm not going to give into the charade. And that's all this is. The media types, this whole fawning and adoration over somebody that came out and said, I'm a dude that likes to have sex with dudes. That's what this is. It is somebody who practices a sexually depraved lifestyle. I'm not doubting that he feels natural urges. I'm just saying he chooses to act on those urges, and it's a depraved lifestyle. In the same way as people who have natural urges to commit adultery, and they do, that is a depraved lifestyle. Like people who have a natural urge to have sex before marriage, and they do, that's a depraved lifestyle. So this guy comes out and announces that he enjoys engaging in a depraved lifestyle. That's what happened. And look at our silly, ridiculous, decadent culture that rushes to embrace him. Oh, how wonderful. What? How courageous. I'm not going to play that game. It's not. Now, about this Broussard guy. Michael sent me an email. Because Broussard started getting hammered because he came out and he said that he was a Christian, and as a Christian, homosexuality is a sin. And then he had to turn around later and clarify his remarks. There's nothing to clarify. And I really wish that that's what Broussard would have said, but I get it. He's got, I assume he's got a family. It's his occupation. It's his job. It's his career. It's not easy to be willing to lose those things. That's going to increasingly be the question that Christians are asked. Are you willing to sacrifice your career? Let me tell you something. I've thought about it a number of times. Given the fact that I teach in a public high school, morons that walk around and think because you're a Christian and because you believe that immoral behavior is not something to be embraced, that somehow is equivalent with hatred. There are plenty of people that think because I'm a Christian, I must hate gays. So, not every day, but I've thought about it on a number of occasions. Being a Christian, you are endangering your... If you speak out on your Christian convictions, you are endangering your occupation. Because there are morons who want to drive you from the workplace if you don't believe like them. They're fascists, they're bigots, they're anti-Christian discriminators. But they get the love and the adoration of the pop culture. That's the way it is. But so I get it. I understand why Broussard felt the pressure to clarify his remarks. I just wish that somebody would look at the camera when they're asked to clarify their remarks and say, I don't need to clarify them. Homosexuality is a sin. There's nothing there to clarify. But Broussard walked back some of his remarks. And Michael said, look, he didn't apologize, but he basically apologized and said, well, this is just my opinion. And Michael said, no, it's not just an opinion. And Michael's exactly right. If the only reason that I held the position on homosexuality that I hold is because it was just the mood that struck me today, just my whim, just my opinion, then I'd get it. I'd understand why people call me a bigot. I'd understand why people say that I'm a hater and a discriminator and I'm denying people rights. I would understand. But that's not why I oppose homosexuality. It's not why I try to encourage those who are tempted by it to walk away from it. It's not why I believe that the redemptive power of Jesus Christ can assist people in walking away from it. Because I hate somebody? It's the exact opposite. The reason that I feel that way is because it's not opinion, because it's rooted in something foundational and fundamental, and that's the Word of God. And all of you who criticize it, let me ask you, do you have something more reliable to stake your life and your ideals and your values and your convictions on than the Word of your Creator? If so, pray tell, what is it? And I love it when people say, oh, well, you're going to live your life because the Bible tells you so. Well, how are you going to live your life? Because you tell you so? Because, I don't know, Karl Marx told you so? Because Barack Obama told you so? You tell me what your foundation is, and I'll compare my foundation to yours anytime. Why do Christians feel the need to clarify their remarks and regard them as just, well, it's just my opinion? No, it's not. It's the Word of God. Why? I mean, I'm not mad at Chris Broussard. I'm just disappointed he didn't take the chance to say that. I understand why. The pressure is immense, especially where he is. I don't deal with the pressures that he deals with. I get it. I understand it. He is under fire. It took courage for him to say what he said. It's just... This is what is coming, Christians, and that's why I'm saying you're going to have your Broussard moment too. You're going to have the moment where you have to decide, are you going to walk back your stance for truth? Are you going to grow wishy-washy on it? Are you going to apologize for it or seek to clarify it? Or are you going to stand on the truth? It's coming. Let me highly recommend you stand on the truth. Because in the end, that's the only thing that lasts. Thanks to our friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated, like those over at Victory Christian Academy, who certainly understand that reality, and that's why they are teaching truth. At the foundation point of any useful education is moral character development and these absolute principles of God's Word. It's woven into the curriculum there. If you want to get your hands on some of that curriculum, if you're homeschooling, I don't know what your situation is, but get a hold of Matt or Peggy. You can do that via email, vcamatt@yahoo.com, vcamatt@yahoo.com. Or, of course, you can also get to their website, which is VCA Knights with a K, vcaknights.com. So check them out that way. Thank them for being good friends of Attaboy. Also, our good friends over at Creative Financial Center, cfcadvisors.com, mcowens.com. You'll love what they're doing there at Creative Financial Center, assisting you. You got to have a plan. If you want to get where you want to be financially, you've got to have a plan. You can't just, well, take a guess, take a stab, put a little money here, a little money there, and think it's all going to turn out okay, or that the government's going to be there to take care of you. Don't be counting on Social Security for your retirement. And don't trust the government not to step in and try to make sure it's secure. Creative Financial Center can assist you with all of that. Also estate planning. Great estate planning attorneys over there as well. Creative Financial Center, Creative Financial Design. CFCAdvisors.com, McOwens.com. Check them out. Thank them for being good friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated. More of the Peter Heck Radio Show coming up.